And now back to the news. Health is never far from our minds these days, and we start with concerning news about the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital and its lack of success in seeing breast cancer patients. The health of people in rented accommodation also comes under the spotlight, and we can't get away without mentioning COVID, obviously. But there's also some uplifting news that Norwich features in the UK's top 10 cities for wellness, and a smashing story about a young girl who turned her nightmares into the stuff of dreams by writing a book about them. Sam starts us off at the Norfolk and Norwich.
The Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital is the worst in England for seeing suspected breast cancer patients, with only one woman out of more than 200 with symptoms getting to see a consultant within 2 weeks of being referred by her GP. A spokesman for the NNUH apologised to patients who had had to wait longer than expected and put the dramatic slump in performance down to a huge surge in referrals over a short time period, while the hospital still had to abide by COVID social distancing restrictions. But prior to COVID, the hospital saw an average of 142 breast cancer referrals a week, but between February and September of this year, that number had increased by 23% to an average of 175. Charity Breast Cancer Now has said that around 12,000 women could be living with undiagnosed breast cancer due to missing out on NHS screenings during the pandemic.
The health of one in six renters in the east of England, including Norfolk and Suffolk, is being harmed by the state of their homes, according to research by Shelter. The charity's YouGov poll reveals that 17% of renters say their home has harmed their health. Within that figure, one of the most common problems includes damp and mould, 22% of renters. Shelter's chief executive, Polly Neat, said the cost of poor housing in the east of England is spilling out into overwhelming GP surgeries, mental health services, and hours lost from work. Housing Secretary Michael Gove must get a grip on the housing crisis and tackle a major cause of ill health. A postman for the Department for Levelling Up, Housing and Communities said, "Everybody deserves to live in a decent and safe home. That's why we're cracking down on rogue landlords and have given councils robust enforcement tools, including fines of up to £30,000 and banning orders."
The body running the COVID vaccination programme for school-aged children in Norfolk says it is exploring additional ways to deliver jabs after being overwhelmed. Demand has outstripped supply, with dozens of children having to be turned away from vaccination sessions held across the county. All children aged 12 to 15 became eligible for their first dose of the Pfizer jab last month, with sessions taking place in schools. Some daily sessions being held in Norfolk secondary schools have seen up to 800 pupils wanting the jab, a volume that teams have been unable to deliver. Latest data has shown that fewer than 1 in 10 in the age group had been vaccinated by last Sunday, though the NHS England said the actual delivery had been higher. The Norfolk programme is being overseen by Hertfordshire and East Anglia Community and School Age Immunisation Service, SAIS. Its spokesman said, "Demand for the vaccination across Norfolk and East Anglia has been high, and there has been a really positive response to the vaccination offer from 12 to 15-year-olds and their parents and carers."
Norwich has been ranked among the top 10 cities and towns for wellness across the UK, according to a new study. Flower Card looked at 7 different factors across over 40 of the UK's largest towns and cities, including air quality, life expectancy, and the number of gyrus and yoga classes, of gyms, I beg your pardon, and yoga classes on offer per 100,000 people. Norwich ranked 6th overall, with a total wellness score of 6.47 out 10, behind Edinburgh 6.59, Cambridge 6.99, Bournemouth 7.07, and York 7.40. Brighton took the top spot with a score of 8.16. The Fine City score the highest for its air quality, with an average AQI score of 9. Brighton, despite scoring highly for other wellness factors, had an IQ1 score of 38, and Edinburgh a score of 53. Anything under 50 is generally considered good. 51 to 100, moderate, and 101 to 150, unhealthy, for sensitive age groups. Norwich was also in the top 3 towns and cities for the fewest smokers, with only 12.9% of its population taking up the habit, according to the study, which had used combined data from the ONS, TripAdvisor and Yelp, and then calculated so that they could be directly compared. Norwich has its gyms, 13 spas and wellness centres, and 11 yoga classes per 100,000 people. By far the biggest trend was its number of vegan-friendly restaurants, which stood at about 88 for every 100,000 people. According to the study, the average life expectancy of a Norwich resident at birth is 80.86 years, which trail behind other towns and cities in the east of England, including Ipswich, 81.27, and Cambridge, 82.28.
Now I'll finish off with a lovely story about a little girl who used to be scared of tucking down at night and has transformed her fears into a dream come true. Scarlett Sparks from Norwich has published her debut book, The Monster That Lurked Inside Her Head, inspired by her own bedtime worries. The 8-year-old author has penned the story of a young girl whose fears get the better of her and she finds herself seeing them come to life. But thankfully, the character's family helps to reassure her and show her that the scariest thing at bedtime can be your own imagination. Both Scarlett and her mum have had to work and overcome anxiety, especially at bedtime, and the pair had always had the ambition of writing a book, and so during lockdown 2020 they got to work. The title, words and plot all came from Scarlett, Anna Sparks, Scarlett's mum explained. I asked her some questions to help guide her, but ultimately, she is a born storyteller. They hope to inspire others to try creative mediums that they may not have thought about before, such as writing and storytelling and art, to help ease anxiety. But Scarlett has many aspirations and ambitions, and she is now on to the next. Next, I want to be a good singer and dancer, she said. And she added, I'm proud that we finished the book. I didn't think getting it finished was possible. Now they're expected to release their second book, I'd Rather Be a Rock Than a Flower, later in the year. And The Monster That Lurked Inside Her Head is available to buy on Amazon.
We now have...